This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
My job each day is to be that little voice, kind of like the prophets to the nation of Israel when they started to lose sight of God and forgot to maintain their commitment to God, their walk with God. That prophet would come and just remind them what was really important in life. That's sort of the role I have in your life on the radio each day, to remind you that the most important thing in your life is your relationship with God. One of those prophets that God sent to the people of Israel was Elijah. In Elijah's day, Ahab was the king of Israel, and he was a terrible king, a godless man, who led the whole nation of Israel away from God. His wife was even worse. Her name was Jezebel. And she promoted an occultish religion that worshipped the idol Baal, and also some other idols as well. And God sent Elijah to challenge them, but they were unmoved. And so God said through the prophet Elijah that it would not rain in all of Israel until Elijah said so. Well, they didn't take him very seriously at first. But as time went by and there was no rain, day after day, week after week, month after month, a year with not a drop of rain, 2 years, 3 years, Ahab began to become desperate, and he sent all through Israel and searched for Elijah. He even made the kings in the neighboring nations sign something to say, yes, they had searched their whole nation for Elijah and couldn't find him. Finally, after 3.5 years, God told Elijah to go and show himself to Ahab. When he did, Ahab said, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" Elijah said, "I'm not the one troubling Israel, you are. Go and call all the people of Israel together to Mount Carmel, and bring all the prophets of Baal as well." So everyone gathered together at Mount Carmel, and 400 of the prophets of Baal gathered there. And Elijah said to the people, "How long are you going to hesitate between two opinions, trying to act as though you love God and live for Him, while at the same time worshiping Baal? If the Lord is God, then follow Him. If Baal is God, then follow him." 1 Kings 18:21 says, "But the people did not answer him a word." They really weren't sure by that point who was God. And so Elijah said, "Get those 450 prophets of Baal, and let's have a contest to prove who is really God. Let the prophets of Baal build an altar first, and put wood on it, and cut up an ox, and lay it on it as their sacrifice, and then let them pray to Baal to send the fire to burn the sacrifice on the altar." So the prophets of Baal started. They prayed and prayed. Hours went by. Elijah started making fun of them. "Maybe he's gone on a journey and he can't hear you. Maybe he's fallen asleep. Maybe he's even in the toilet and he can't hear you. Maybe you need to get his attention." And so the prophets of Baal started gashing themselves to try and get Baal's attention. Finally, after most of the day was gone, Elijah said, "That's enough." And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was there. And he put his wood on it, and he cut up an ox and put it on it. He dug a trench around it. He said to the people, "Bring 3 big containers of water and pour them over the sacrifice." So they did. And he said, "Do it again." And they poured it on again till the wood was drenched. And he said, "Do it again." They poured 3 more big containers on, so it even filled up the trench around the altar. And Elijah prayed a simple prayer. "God, let the people know that you are God, and send the fire." And it says, "Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, 'The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.'" Well, Has God proven himself to you time and time again? And yet, like the people of Israel, you're hesitating between two opinions. You're trying to serve God and yourself, or you're trying to serve God and wealth. You're trying to put several things first in your life. You know, that never works. And God's challenge to you today is, if you know that I am really God, then there should be no competition with me in your life. Put me first. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.